SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
At the wrong place, at the wrong time. French construction workers Damien Guerrault and Silas Depreau were in the Westfield Bondi Junction shopping centre on their way to the gym. At the moment when 40-year-old Joel Couchy, armed with a knife, embarked on a mass stabbing that killed six people and badly injured 12 more, including an infant. CCTV footage shows the men grabbing bollards, brandishing it at Joel Couchy as he uses the escalator. Mr. Guerrault says he and his friend Silas were acting purely on instinct, telling SBS French it all happened so quickly.
On l'a vu face à nous et qu'on a vu autour.
When we first saw him facing us and the people around that were on the ground after being stabbed, our first reaction, like everybody else, was to run away. But then we found the bollard. We needed to defend ourselves. And that's when Silas went with no cover downstairs. We tried to hit him, but he was out of range. And then the assailant ran in the opposite direction. We ran after him with our bollards. And that's when he reached that escalator. He was one floor below us.
Silas, on s'est mis à courir avec les poteaux dans l'autre sens.
Mr. Depreau has told SBS French he felt an urgency to act, as there were so many shoppers in the line of attack.
On voit des gens, beaucoup de gens d'ailleurs, qui descendent à ce moment-là.
There were lots of people running downstairs. We shouted at them to get back upstairs, and we reached the escalator. He was already on his way up. And just a few meters above him, there was a lady who hadn't realized at all what was going on. When she finally realized, she ran past me, and that's when I decided to throw my bollard at him. At that point, I can't see anything around me. I'm in a bubble, so I throw the bollard at him, hit him in the leg, but unfortunately, it doesn't stop him. And at this point, I can see in his eyes he didn't like what I just did, and I'm now his target.
It was at this point Mr. Guerrault saw an opportunity, and he took it.
Je regardais vraiment dans les yeux pour lui faire voir qu'on était là pour le stopper.
I was looking for the right opportunity to throw the bollard at him, but it was difficult with the moving escalator. At the same time, I was really staring at him in the eyes to show him we intended to stop him, that we too were determined in order to get him to walk back by scaring him with that bollard. When I looked at him, he appeared to be in his own bubble, like if he were in a video game. He wasn't really walking or running. It was really strange, like if he were on a mission.
Comme si il était en mission.
In the days that followed, the pair thought the whole ordeal was over, but it was the calm before the storm. Mr. Guerrault, who was on a temporary work visa due to expire in a couple of months, found himself the subject of an online petition, calling on the federal government to grant him Australian citizenship over what was described as a true act of Australianism that saved lives. Asked to respond to the call, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese extended an invitation of his own.
You are welcome here, you are welcome to stay for as long as you like. This is someone who we would welcome becoming an Australian citizen, although that would of course be a loss for France. We thank him for his extraordinary bravery. It says a lot about the nature of humanity at a time when we are facing difficult issues, that someone who's not a citizen of this country, stood bravely at the top of those escalators and stopped this perpetrator from getting onto another floor and potentially inflicting further carnage on citizens.
After living in Australia for 8 years seeking permanent residency, Mr. Guerrault says he was surprised to receive official confirmation from the Immigration Department.
C'est vrai que pour avoir la permanente résidence en Australie, il y a toutes les histoires. Il y a des gens, pour des gens, ça se fait très vite, très facilement.
To get permanent residency in Australia, for some it's a walk in the park and for others it's a real quest. I did 2 years of working holidays, had to work in farms, then I had to get a student visa for 5 years and then a COVID visa while I was preparing a skilled visa. Which is why I still can't believe I've got permanent residency. I've wanted it for a very long time and I feel incredibly lucky, especially because it was granted by the Prime Minister, but I can't celebrate it because at the same time there are families grieving. So it's a weird feeling. On one side, I'm happy, and on the other, there is how I got it. So it's a really weird feeling.
Le fait de comment ça s'est passé, ça fait un sentiment.
Mr. Despréaux, who already has permanent residency, says he was also taken aback by the level of interest.
Alors, c'est sûr que cette semaine, elle a été difficile, compliquée.
It's been a difficult, complicated week. We weren't expecting such interest for this story. What happened can't be explained. Things are just starting to settle down, and last night was actually the first time I slept properly.
Dormir correctement, en fait.
Both say it's been hard moving forward, as they remember the lives lost in the Bondi attack. The pair say they're approaching life with a renewed focus.
That's what we're hoping for.
That's what we're hoping for.
Go back to quiet and start thinking about something else.
Pensez à autre chose, en fait, hein.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.